Let's go out to the hotline. Ryan Spielborg, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, and talk a little Rockies. Ryan, I mean, the Rockies dropped 4 out of their last 6. I mean, if you're Bud Black, what are you saying to your team to try to inspire them and get them in somewhat of a rhythm?
You know, it's funny. They're going to have losing streaks. Good morning, by the way. They're going to have losing streaks all year long. You know, they have played some games really well. We know this. They've also, you know, there's a bunch of guys that it's a little bit of a transition where they're trying to figure out, you know, are you a big leaguer or not? So, I know Bud has been patient with this group, and, you know, I've heard Daniel Bard say this. They're not looking every day at the standings. They're going to look up at the end of the year. They're going to continue to just grow and get better. And I think if you take that kind of approach with this group, I think you'll be able to withstand a 4, you know, losing 4 out of 6. It's just going to be, it's one of those years, man. It is what it is. You got to find out, what this character is made out of. Failure is really important in our game. Failure and confidence. So whatever you have to do to fail and then learn from it is going to be valuable down the road.
How difficult is that, Ryan, that you talk about failure in this game and, you know, you go 3 for 10, on a consistent basis for over 10 years and you go to the Hall of Fame, you know, it's a 70% failure rate. How difficult is that as a player to, on a daily basis, have that kind of failure and still go out there and compete?
It's really hard. I mean, guys go into dark places because of this game, and it's so hard. I say this all the time. Baseball players have blinders on. Like, even as athletes, yeah, you get the stink. Like, you have blinders on. You kind of get into the grind. You know, you're trying to figure out ways, you know, like, this is how this thing works. This is what I do. I have to wake up early or sleep in, whatever. And when you're going through that stretch, you have a process in your mind. You're like, okay, I know I'm going to fail, but I don't want to fail. I want to do really well. You have like mechanical changes or any sort of changes over the course of the season that you know, it's like changing your golf swing. You end up being a terrible golfer for a while, and people get frustrated and then they stop golfing or they don't golf as much or they don't love it as much. So when you're in a stretch where you know you're going to fail, but you're eventually going to get better because of it, it's really, really, really hard. It's really hard not to go into that dark spot and not love it. And so that's where you have to have high energy players, and you have to have coaching staff that love on the players. You have to have, you know, good family support, like, you know, people that text you even when you're doing bad. All those things, those all matter to athletes. I mean, they really, really do, especially when you're talking about improvement.
Ryan, the Rockies are 5-24, where away from their home park. Is there any kind of quick fix for this? What is it that they can do, and why is it that they struggle so much away from Coors Field?
Yeah, there's not a quick fix. There's not like a snapping of the fingers and all of a sudden it's fixed. There's a lot of issues here. I mean, the roster in comparison to some other major league rosters is not the same. So, you know, for the Rockies to win on the road, they have to play perfect. They have to be perfect, and they can't walk guys. When they have guys in scoring position, you know, runners in scoring position as hitters, you got to get them in. If you don't get them in, you know, it's like you just have to be really, really good. And it'll eventually get there. I mean, you'll get enough hitters in the lineup where you can stack them, you know, you get the walks here and there. But, you know, like I said, there's a bunch of opportunities for players on the Rockies roster to prove that they either – should be long-term major leaguers or deserve an everyday role. And while you're going through that, you know, you'll start to figure out which guys can give the quality of bats on the road, and you start stacking those. So not a quick fix, but eventually it'll get there. I've seen it happen. I've been on part of several really good teams that were on the road. So it just takes a little time.
All right, Spilly, man. Enjoy. What do we got? A 3-game set starting in Cincinnati?
Yep, with the league's best mascot. So, yeah, Cincinnati Reds.
All right. Well, You know me, man. I'm watching, so I appreciate you, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
See you guys.
That's Ryan Spielborg, Rockies analyst, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.